much of what happened Monday between Israeli commandos and passengers on board a boat that was heading with humanitarian aid to Gaza is in dispute. But here's what we know. There were six boats in the flotilla. They were carrying almost 700 people from 42 countries. It was partly organized by the Free Gaza Movement, a coalition of pro-Palestinian human rights workers. And it was carrying 6,000 tons of cement, more than 2,000 tons of iron, 100 prefabricated houses, 500 wheelchairs, medical equipment, wood and glass, electric generators, and food. The commandos boarded the vessels, and on one of the boats, the Marmara, the confrontation between Israeli forces and the passengers became violent. It left 9 of the self-described activists dead. Israel initially held most of the flotilla activists, deported about 100 of them to Jordan early this morning. At least 45 have been sent back home to their home countries. For more, we're joined now by Michael Slackman. He's the Middle East Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times. And Michael, the question for me as we try to pore over this very grainy videotape that comes from both the activists and the Israeli army is, before we can actually settle this international dispute, do we have to establish what exactly happened, the timeline of what occurred?
I think it depends on where you're sitting, and of course that's always the issue in this conflict. If you're sitting in Israel, then yes, absolutely, you have to ask yourselves who attacked first. Obviously, the broader issue is the Israeli blockade itself, and what this incident has done is magnified that and amplified that and forced Israel into a position internationally to explain once again why it has maintained a years-long blockade, sea and land blockade of Gaza. That's really the issue. The argument is over tactics, but the substance is much more strategic.
So let's talk about the tactics here for just a moment, because there is a possibility, is there not, that part of the motivation for the activists who are on this boat was to spark some kind of confrontation, certainly not as violent as this became, but some kind of confrontation that would call attention to what they feel is the unfair blockade of Gaza.
Well, there's no question that the activist community that's formed the Free Gaza Movement is keenly aware of a strategy that puts civilians between themselves and military and the way in which that looks. They have succeeded in creating a narrative that consistently makes Israel look as though it's pitting its, you know, well-trained, well-armed military against unarmed civilians. They know that. I don't think anybody is saying they actually were looking for 9 people to be killed, though.
But Michael Slackman, at the very least, and Israeli politicians have noted this yesterday, that the Israeli government has completely played into the hands of the activists in the sense that now, 2 days ago, the blockade wasn't on the table. Now it is an international issue before the Security Council. Is there any argument that Israel has to say, hey, because of this blockade, rockets haven't been fired into Israeli territory?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. Some of the newspapers here, the headline on one of the more prominent newspapers was The Trap. There has been a huge public outcry over tactics, again, the failure to handle this professionally and, you know, in a nonviolent way has come under intense criticism for the very reason that you stated, which is now everyone is questioning the siege. There's been nobody that I've heard, I shouldn't say nobody, but there are virtually no voices that are saying we need to lift the blockade of Gaza. The primary issue now is we cannot allow rockets into Gaza and have a situation as we have in Lebanon where Hezbollah is heavily armed with rockets. That's a given. But you're right, there is a lot of discussion and a lot of frustration with the way this was handled from a tactical point of view.
Michael Slackman is the Middle East Bureau Chief for our partner, the New York Times. We're joined now by Annetta Grote. She's a German parliamentarian. She was on board the ship that was attacked by Israeli forces. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Can you tell me what happened from your point of view? I understand you were below deck when the commandos landed on the ship.
Yes, 4:15 in the middle of the night, we were told, and we heard some noises, we were told to put the life-saving jackets on. We were told to stay inside the woman's bag, and the door apparently was locked. And after a while, then we were asked to go to the upper deck where the main were, and then I saw one body injured and blood and devastation and heavily armed soldiers everywhere. And it was a terrifying situation. I did not hear the shooting. I only know from my colleagues, two of my friends, who were up around 4 o'clock there and to even shot some photographs. when the soldiers came by helicopter on the boat. And he, my friend, is a former parliamentarian and professor of international law. And when we were now interviewed several times since we returned yesterday from Tel Aviv, he said he only saw 2.5 wooden sticks, and that was it.
And you mean on the part of the passengers on the boat?
Sorry?
You mean on the part of the passengers on the boat only had a couple wooden sticks?
So we do not believe that there were any weapons and that there were heavy metal sticks or whatsoever. The aggression was executed by the soldiers, not by the peace activists. This is for sure. All, you know, material videos what are being shown on international media, we feel they are puzzles. They are not the original videos. The big problem for us that we do not have any videos, no photos, because all of our cameras, everything was stolen and kept by the Israeli government or by the Israeli soldiers.
What do you have to say to Michael Slackman's point that the Free Gaza movement and other pro-Palestinian activists regularly choose certainly not tragic consequences of this nature, and I'm certainly sorry for the loss of the lives on board the ship, but often put themselves in positions where the Israeli army is pitted against civilians in an effort to make the Israeli army look bad?
Well, I mean, to be quite honest, I mean, there were 7 boats, or 6 boats. One was under U.S. American flag, the Challenger 1, where I was the first days. Then I went over to the Marmara, the Turkish flag. I mean, the Israeli army attacked boats in international waters. Normally. If they'd done this with whatever, wheresoever, the people on the boat, whether they are peace activists or whatsoever, have the right to defend themselves and maybe quarrel. We didn't do that. Because one principle of Free Gaza Movement and all the other groups that formed the coalition and bought the boats and all the cargo, the goods to be delivered to
Gaza. I assume
it's
non-violent protest.
We had one principle.
Annetta Grote is a German parliamentarian. She was on board the ship that was boarded by Israeli commandos on Monday.